Welcome to The Hangout. I'm your host, Derek.
And I'm also your host, Sam.
This is the show where we talk about our life in Nebraska.
And today we are joined by...
Brayden.
So,
okay. Introduce yourself.
Well, as these two said, I'm Brayden. I'm a really great friend of these two. We've known each other for 9 years now. I am 5'7". I have blue eyes. I obviously love The Flash. And then...
And blonde hair.
Yes.
Okay, you can put that back on now.
Thank you.
Hashtag horrible hair day.
And then, I was also born with brittle bones disease.
And it's actually a very rare disease.
Yeah. Okay. Ready for our first segment?
Yes.
So, our school project. It's not that
so
bad.
I love the project. It's a community appreciation project, and it's just about in each of our core classes we do something in those core classes to show appreciation for our community. And in English, we have to interview a business, and then we write about the interview. But we have to interview a local business, we have to do it on our own time, and it's kind of like people don't like to do it because it's uncomfortable for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I just don't like it.
Okay. My business is Studio G Photography.
Mine's our local movie theater.
And then mine's a local restaurant.
Okay. Ready for a second?
And then like our phone script is really weird. Is like, hello. I mean, I guess it's not weird. It's
like
just
a normal phone script.
It's pretty normal, but we have to call them and then we set up an interview. And it's, hello, blah blah blah, and it's just really annoying. Yeah, it makes for a really uncomfortable phone call.
Okay.
So today we are going to fact of the day, which I have on my phone.
Neil Armstrong.
Hold up. Neil Armstrong, I guess, didn't actually say that's one small step for man. He said that's one small step for a man, and as in one single person, not like mankind. One giant leap for mankind.
Okay.
Like, I guess that's something we didn't know before.
Yeah. Okay. The story of the day is... So, in one of my classes, Digital Innovations, we are learning to code, and while we were coding, we were singing, and there was this one kid that absolutely hates the song, and, like, dead heart hates it. And we all started singing it, and then one of the students in our class started playing it, and he took off the kid's shoe and chucked it at him. So I thought that was worth sharing.
That's interesting.
It's funny. Our quote of the day. Brayden, what's the quote of the day? Oh, you got it?
If you aren't going all the way, why go at all? By Joe Namath. I'm author.
Name it. Who knows?
Okay.
We're trying. So I really like this quote.
That's a good quote.
Because, like, I'm reading the quote,
okay.
Dingus.
I'm the dingus here.
So, I really like this quote because I think that it's a good message. If you don't want to do the full thing, why do it at all? You're not getting the full experience. You're not taking not taking risks. You're doing part of it and then you give
not
up.
Going
it's giving up. Like, yeah, if you aren't gonna go all the way, why go at all? Sorry, we kinda had to edit that out, but now we are joined by my lovely dog
Rex.
Rex, Edward. Look at the camera. Rex.
Rex Edward.
Look at the camera. Rex.
Look at the camera. Hi.
He is a mini golden doodle, and yes, I know he's white. That's part of the reason we picked him, because he was unique. He had white fur, while all the other ones had gold fur.
I have three dogs. Can I share them?
Yeah. They're,
so I have two boxers. I have a three-year-old boxer, brindle boxer, Rex, named Otis.
Look, camera.
I have an 11-year-old boxer named Axel. And then I have a five, rat terrier mix, kind of. And he's, like, he's really chubby. And his name is Jeter. Braden.
And I got a dog. He's a French bulldog. Actually, taller than what most French bulldogs are.
Yes, he's pretty small.
He is small.
Well, like, he's small for a dog-wise, but he's actually taller.
You keep yawning!
Like, his legs are actually taller than the average French bulldog.
So is he bigger or smaller?
Small-wise, for the average, like, compared to Rex, he's smaller.
Yeah.
But for French bulldog-wise, he's taller. And then, what I love about him is on his butt, he's got a little pattern. He's got a black spot, and then he's mainly white. So he's got, like, a little swirl of white going through it, and then another black spot. So me and my sister are calling it an Oreo butt. Okay.
What else do we talk about?
Oh! He really hates that.
I'm the only sensible one here.
You're what?
I'm the only one sensible here.
Why are you sensible?
Because you two are just going...
Because it's funny. He, like, rubs his head against...
That's perfect. Right there.
Hi.
Hey, let's talk about our favorite TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the Disney Plus. Oh, that's out now.
My favorite TV show, highly recommend, I love this show, is called, of course, I think most of you have heard of it, probably, The Good Place. And it's a great show. Like, it's about... It's about these four people who die, and they go to this afterlife, and that's all I can say without spoiling it, because it's very heavily, like,
that's how you start a TV show, how the four main characters die, just right off the bat, there you go.
Well, it doesn't show them dying,
though. My favorite show is... Stranger Things.
No. Gross.
Well, it's okay. I'm only on season 3 still. I haven't finished it yet. Horrible for me because season 4 is about to come out in, I don't know when, but sometime in 2020. I'm pretty sure winter 2020. But it's...
That's a year away.
I know. Yeah, a year away. But it's like about this kid named Will Byers. Is it Will Byers? Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like not possessed, but... Like, there's two dimensions, like, a good dimension and a bad dimension. The bad things in the bad dimension, like, took over Will. And, like, they have to figure out how to, like, not have him have that stuff. I don't know, I don't want to, like, spoil it. But, what's your favorite show, Brandon?
My favorite is one. I have a favorite, and then I recommend another. I recommend The Mandalorian on the new Disney Plus that came out, which is really good.
Oh, rip.
And then, my show is kind of a two, but mainly it's Impractical Jokers. I love that show so much.
That's a good show.
Yes.
I love that show.
Hilarious pranks.
Recommend it.
Yes, hilarious pranks. Just, if you watch all the seasons of it, who knows how many seasons, if you watch all of them,
you will
have Netflix, I actually have season 1 on there right now. And then they kind of went off with it, and they call it the Misery Index now.
They do?
Yeah, they have a new one with the Impractical Joker stars.
Oh.
It's called the Misery Index, where they have these star people who have done something just horrible, just horrible things.
To Murray?
No, not to the people, like, the guest stars themselves. Like, say I was a guest star on the Misery Index, something horrible happened to me. Like, a misery would happen. So... Then they would talk about, like, they would go over these different categories, like, they'll show you these two, and then you gotta rate it anywhere between these two numbers or on their whole scale of it, and, like, two of each of the Practical Jokers, because there's two, guest stars, the two of the Practical Jokers help them out and see what they do, and, like, there's prize money at the very end,
whoever wins all the other challenges gets a chance to win $30,000.
Okay. So, now we are going to talk about the dumbest laws in each state. Okay. Hold up. So,
me and Sam were going over this last night.
You may not impersonate a member of the clergy. Such a misdemeanor could result in actual jail time and or a fine of up to $500 in Alabama. In Alaska, you cannot kill moose. Moose is the plural form of moose, isn't it?
I think.
Yeah.
You cannot kill a moose.
You cannot kill a moose, yeah. In Arizona, you need a permit to feed garbage to a pig.
Fantastic. I'm moving to Arizona.
And why?
In Arkansas, to feed
garbage to the pig.
No honking at sandwich shops. I don't really know. No person shall sound the horn on a vehicle at any place where cold drinks or sandwiches are served after 9 p.m. Interesting. In California, you cannot eat frogs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first, that's just sensible.
I mean, because people eat frog legs all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's true.
In Boulder...
Colorado.
Yeah, in Boulder, Colorado, you are not permitted to roll any boulders, which is probably because it's called Boulder, on any public property. Let the boulders be.
Okay.
Please move.
In Connecticut, no silly string. In a southern, unless it's the privacy of your own home, so you can't have silly string.
In Delaware?
Fenwick Island.
You can't tailgate or otherwise picnic around your car between midnight and 6 a.m. In Florida, it's illegal to sell children, which is obviously.
Yeah.
Aww,
like, I don't know why.
Children.
That was not a bad. That was not a good joke. Hawaii, only have one drink in front of you at a time, like alcoholic drink.
At the ocean. Technically drinking in the ocean.
In Idaho, it's illegal to throw snowballs. In Illinois, you cannot fall asleep in a cheese shop. In Indiana, you are not permitted to catch fish with a firearm. Mm-hmm.
Saying you can't shoot fish.
Or hands, or bare hands.
You have to use a spear or a... They're pretty much saying you have to use a spear or a fishing rod.
A fishing rod, yeah. I think that's... And then we'll go to ours.
Go down to the... Okay. That's a weird one.
You cannot purchase... In Nebraska, you cannot purchase a cocktail that mixes liquor and beer. Okay. Well, I guess that means nothing to us because we're
13. 14.
So that's still...
Useless.
That's, you know, still 8 years away.
So, I just pulled up a website for, like, attractions in Nebraska. There's something called Car Hedge.
Car Hedge. Yeah, I've heard of Car Hedge.
It's in Alliance, Nebraska.
Well,
it's,
I'm going to...
It's a... Like,
replica.
It's a replica of
Stonehenge
made with cars. Like
spray-painted cars.
I must see this. Let me see this.
Oh
my lands.
It's like... Oh,
I must visit this.
Oh, and then here's the most famous one, which is
Chimney Rock.
Chimney Rock.
There's something called Toadstool.
I love Toadstool. I'm there Geological all the time. Park. You can climb. You don't need climbing gear or anything. You get to climb really cool rocks without climbing gear.
In Boys Town, there's the world's largest ball of stamps. Never knew which that.
I didn't know that, actually, but I don't know why it's important.
So, in Monowi, Nebraska.
Can I please see it so I can...
It's America's smallest town and run by... It's by here? A single citizen, so it's...
Oh, I heard about their own this, mayor, yes. They are their own mayor, librarian bartender...
Citizen. So there's one citizen that's in that town.
It's Manawi, I think.
Manawi. Old Lincoln Highway. Wait.
Can I please see it too?
So I can pay. What?
Wait, what? Makes
no sense. What?
So how do they make money?
They pay. They don't have to. They don't really have to pay for their house.
Because they pay taxes to themselves.
That's true.
In Omaha, Nebraska, a formerly bricked paved section of this historic coast-to-coast highway, Old Lincoln Highway runs from coast to coast through Omaha. Panorama Point.
Can you please put it down? It's
roaming bison and spectacular view at the highest point in Nebraska. So, like, the highest elevation in Nebraska. Ruins of Prairie Peace Park. The abandoned remnants of little sanctuary for world's peace that fell into despair. So now we're going to talk about some, like, it's still on the same website, but, like, unique foods and drinks in Nebraska.
So I actually didn't know this until today. Nebraska is unique because we like cinnamon rolls as a side with our chili. Like, and you guys might think that's disgusting. Weird, I guess, but it's not like dipping it in chili or anything. It's just a side to chili, but it's actually delicious.
If you dip it in, it's really good.
Like the frosting and or sugar, depending on where you go.
For your cinnamon rolls, that complements the chili.
Yeah, the taste... Just like it just adds like a really good taste to the chili, and I didn't know that we were the only state that did that. I thought that was normal.
Same.
I actually thought that was a normal thing.
So like, there's like this story. It's a story about Nebraska, but a Mormon pioneer's grave marked only with the rim of a wagon wheel. So it's only the wagon wheel rim. So Rebecca Winter's grave is one of the few that were marked at all. It's along the Mormon Trail, I think.
The Oregon Trail.
Death is only a lovely business. But she was, like, born in 1802, and she passed away. It doesn't say when she passed away.
She died along the Oregon Trail.
That's cool.
So, I guess that wraps it up today, because we don't have very much time.
Exactly. That's it.
Thank you for listening or watching.
And thank you guys for having me on your...
Thank you for joining us, Brayden.
I'll see you guys whenever you either... I'll see you guys again whenever I'm back on here.
It might be next. Our new schedule is every Thursday. So it might be in like 2 weeks. And also, if we feel like it, we might do it randomly. But that's not going to be very often.
For every Thursday.
So, I guess. Yeah. So thanks for hanging out. Thank you for hanging out on the Hangout.